Good day, and welcome to the CreditBank of Moscow first half 2016 financial and business results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Sergei Lukyanov. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our today's call. I'm Sergei Lukyanov, responsible for investor relations, and I will moderate our today's telephone conference. Here with me are Vladimir Chuber, Chief Executive Officer, and Henri de Beauchamp, Senior Vice President. Vladimir Chuber will open today's call with key landmarks of the bank's business development. Afterwards, Henri de Beauchamp will proceed with a detailed analysis of financial results. All your questions and comments are very welcome after the presentation, when we open the Q&A session. Now, I would like to turn the floor over to Vladimir. Vladimir, please.
Thank you, Sergei. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Starting with a brief macroeconomic outline, I would like to point key trends which affected Russian banking sector in the first half of 2016. On the backdrop of a much less volatile oil price, Russian economy showed signs of stabilization and, according to Russian government and some analysts, entered the turn of economic cycle and stays at the waiting condition. Russian banking sector remains so far full of liquidity, fed by decreasing interest rates, which was additionally supported by monetary policy easing plan implemented by CBR with the key rate gradual decrease. On the other hand, Russian Eurobond secondary yields are back to early 2014 lows, which, coupled with increased investors' appetite for Russian credit, opened the door for Russian issuers to international capital markets. Meanwhile, track record of Russian Eurobond new issues totaled $6 billion year to date, already exceeded full year 2015 volumes. All this led to an increased competition among banks for prime quality borrowers and, at the same time, very selective approach in relations to lower quality corporates. In this context, CreditBank of Moscow showed good financial results, delivering increased incomes and high operating efficiency. Key financial highlights are presented on slide number two. Reported net profit for 6 months of 2016 amounted 5.1 billion rubles. Year-on-year growth resulted from net interest income growth and net fee and commission income growth based on significantly increased business volume. Net interest margin remained stable year-on-year at the level of 3.5%. A return on equity reached double digit 10.7%. Outstanding operating efficiency was proven by a record low cost-to-income ratio of 22.5%. Total assets and gross loan book zero growth was severed by improved asset quality indicators in the first half of 2016. NPL ratio decreased to 5% and cost of risk ratio decreased to 5.2%. Strong capital base gives the room for further business development. Let's now move to slide number three on key business highlights. Corporate lending, with focus on larger high-quality borrowers, slowed down in the first half of this year due to a selective approach to new exposure, remains a key driver of the loan portfolio growth. Diversification by industries and strategic synergy with the cash handling business form the basis of sustainable risk management structure, enabling to maintain stable quality of corporate loan book. Retail loan portfolio decreased by 7% in the first half of this year, due to tightened lending standards coupled with a drop of demand in retail lending. At the same time, one of our target segments, mortgage lending, showed 11% growth in the reporting period, increasing its share in the gross retail loan book up to 21%. Retail banking business key priorities in 2016 are to establish an efficient branch network in Moscow and Moscow region and to further develop alternative channels of distribution aiming to strengthen customer base primarily on the liability side. Now I suggest moving further, Eric will provide details on the bank's financial results. Eric, please.
Thank you, Vladimir, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So I would like to draw your attention on slide number four, which provides a detailed overview of the bank's income and expenses dynamics. The operating income picked up by 96% year-on-year to 29.1 billion rubles on the back of net interest income, net fee and commission income, and other income growth. The main growth in absolute terms came from net interest income, which doubled from 10.4 billion rubles to 20.5 billion rubles. Interest income from loan to portfolio. Yes, so we were on slide number 4, and I was commenting on the fee and commission income. So it grew by 47% year-on-year to 6.3 billion rubles. The structure of fee and commission income has undergone changes, with cash handling fees becoming the main component of the fee income, with a 20% share after the acquisition of Incatram. Net interest margin stayed stable year-on-year at the level of 3.5%, being in line with the market trend. During the first half of 2015, the net interest margin was under pressure due to tightened monetary policy and sharp increase of the CBR key rate in late 2014. While in the first half of 2016, net interest margin was constrained by the bank's conservative policy in terms of liquidity management. Now I suggest turning to slide number 5 and review the asset structure. Total assets showed only a slight growth of 1%, amounting to 1.2 trillion rubles at the end of June 2016, the net loan book representing 47% of total assets. Tightened loan origination standards coupled with difficult macroeconomic environment led to a controlled slowdown of the loan portfolio. The bank's primary focus remained on asset quality and strong liquidity cushion, the highly liquid assets accounting for 50% of total assets. Due from credit institution item is mainly represented by reverse repo transactions backed by highly liquid debt securities, while major part of the securities portfolio is included in the CBR Lombard list. Now let's move to the next slide, number 6, and go into details of the loan portfolio quality. Following a conservative approach in terms of loan provisioning, the bank allocated substantial part of the operating income to additional loan loss provision, which, coupled with efficient problem loss management, resulted in an improvement of the loan portfolio risk metrics. NPL ratio went down to 5%, driven by the decline of NPL on both corporate and retail loan books. This decrease, coupled with the growth of loan loss provision up to 7.4% of the gross loan portfolio, resulted in an NPL coverage ratio increase up to 148%. The cost of risk decreased from 5.4% for the full year 2015 to 5.2% for the first half of 2016. The related party lending level is still immaterial, with related parties loans representing 0.64% of the total gross loan as at the end of June 2016. The next slide, number 7, provides a detailed overview of corporate and retail loan portfolio metrics. Gross corporate loans remained almost flat since the beginning of 2016, amounting to 509 billion rubles. Corporate NPL ratio decreased slightly from 4.5% at the end of 2015 to 4.4% at the end of June 2016. The cost of risk moved down to 5%. NPL coverage ratio was increased up to 167%. The retail loan book NPL ratio stabilized at the level of 7.9% on the backdrop of loan portfolio reduction by 6% to 112 billion rubles year to date. The cost of risk grew up to 6.1%. NPL coverage increased from 96% to 99%. A substantial part of NPL came from mortgage loans, which are comfortably collateralized by liquid real estate, taking into account that the loan-to-value ratio is far below 100%, while NPL on cash loans and credit cards are fully covered by provisions. Moving on to the next slide, number 8, I suggest analyzing the funding structure. Funding base during the first half of 2016 did not undergo considerable changes, with sustainably growing customer accounts, remaining the main source of funding with an 84% share in total liabilities. Bonds issued decreased by 14 billion rubles to 107 billion rubles, mostly due to the foreign exchange revaluation effect. Bonds repayment schedule is comfortable for the bank, with only a 7 billion ruble denominated domestic bonds put option maturing in 2016, while the bulk of debt is due in 2018. Now let's proceed to the last slide, number 9, on the bank's capital. The bank maintained strong capital position in the first half of 2016, which gives a solid base for further business development. Capital adequacy ratio stayed at comfort levels during the reporting period. The IFRS Basel III total capital adequacy ratio increased up to 17.6%, and the Tier 1 capital adequacy ratio increased up to 10.6%. Capital adequacy ratios under Russian standards are far above threshold values, with N10 ratio at 14.8% and N11 and N12 ratios at 8%. These were the main highlights of the bank's financial and business results for the first half of 2016. Thank you very much for your attention. And now let's proceed to the Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please make sure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 if you wish to ask a question. We will take our first question from Alan Wellborn from Societe Generale. Please go ahead. The line is open.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon. Thanks for the call. Two questions, if I may. Firstly, could you talk us through the balance sheet shifts between sort of Q1 and Q2, just to give us an idea of what you've been doing in terms of managing the balance sheet, because they look as if there have been one or two reasonably large shifts between the end of Q1 and the end of Q2, so we sort of understand what you've been doing. That would be the first one. And the second one, could you provide a little bit more color on what's been going on in the corporate risk costs and what you've been doing there in Q2 and what we should think about in terms of guidance for the full year, given the fact that the sort of corporate cost of risk did seem to be a little bit above, I think, what you previously guided for the full year, and really any other color you can give us about the sort of second half of the year, now you're halfway through, and how you feel the business is going, and whether, for example, we should start to see a bit more growth in the corporate book as the second half progresses. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. I want to start with the last question about the second half of the year. So what we see now, and I mentioned this in my speech in the first half of this call, that we see now quite a high competition for the good corporate borrowers. And we, to be honest, didn't predict this in the very beginning of this year, and in the end of last year when we made our project for this year, we expected a bit less competition. What we see now that the top borrowers, good borrowers, they started to use this opportunity to decrease their cost of funding, to decrease the prices for the loans. Some of them decided to go to the bond market, so they issued. We've seen number of issues from the top quality borrowers, and sometimes even the rate was lower than 10%. So we also seen Russian rubles, of course. The same for U.S. dollars. So bilateral lending, if you talk about, so also good Russian borrowers. Bilateral lending now, it's average rates. What we see, the requests from our customers, less than 5%, very often, sometimes even less than 4%. If you talk about 10 or like 2, 3, 4, 5 years, And to be honest, also there's almost no difference if you talk with your client in terms of tenor. So 2 years, it's almost the same as 4 years. So the market is very, I'll say in English, so every new client, it's a new story. So there is no some key line what you can see with every client. So every client, new story of relations, new story of rates, and et cetera, et cetera. In terms of cost of risk and other ratios, I can tell you that yes, we've seen a bit growth in second quarter of this year in terms of corporate cost of risk. My current view that it was just one-off, so it's not like a tendency for the next period of time, especially for the second half of this year. We just decided to be a bit more conservative in terms of provisions, and it was quite a deep discussion inside the bank with our risk management people that maybe now it's time try to be more conservative to cover our portfolio with more provisions, but maybe the next year, if the situation will be the same and if we will not see any turbulence once again as we've seen this last year and year ago, we can just decrease these provisions. In terms of corporate, it seems to me I answered all your questions, because the key answer in terms of the corporate lending is the competition and risk appetite. After a number of defaults we saw in our portfolio and in the market during last year, our risk appetite just became lower than it was before, and sometimes we decided that it's better now not to proceed with a client if we see some potential risk, or even there is no risk but there is some like kind of gut feeling, you know.
Okay, so is the view that we should, the message we should take is that I think a little bit earlier in the year, clearly you were particularly cautious about growing your retail book, and really you'd been saying, well, let's just keep it stable, we're very cautious, but there's more
about the retail.
But you had previously said for corporate you were more optimistic. I mean, is the right message to take from your words today is that perhaps, you know, you should be it's going to be a little bit more difficult to grow the corporate book in the short term if the competitive situation that you're seeing at the moment continues? Is that right?
You know, the key question is what is the level of margin we like to see? Of course, now there is a lot of possibilities to grow, to be honest. So we see a lot of good borrowers who really like to take money from our bank, but at the same time, we are more cautious about and we are more thinking about the deposit base, about the price of deposit base, and we really expect that it will be the trend of decreasing the price of this deposit base will be a bit faster. So at the same time, I can tell you that like 50% you are right about your understanding. We were more optimistic in the very beginning of this year about the corporate loan book. But at the same time, I can tell you that maybe about a month ago, we started to see that there is a number of new potential transactions, new potential clients in the corporate lending kind of scope. We see that now it's increasing, and maybe 1 month and a half, 2 months ago, I was really more pessimistic in terms of the growth, but now I'm more optimistic. So, you know, now it's kind of time of maybe changing of trend, but I just like to say about this more, like more careful, that because maybe it's just a trend, but maybe no.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thanks for your explanation.
Thank you.
We will now take our next question from Enrique Morato from Aberdeen Asset Management. Please go ahead. The line is open.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my question. My question is, if you go on slide 9, you see that there's a significant decline on the trading book of risk-weighted assets. I was just trying to combine that roughly 10% decline with the flat loan book that you show on your balance sheet. So I'm just trying to understand whether there's been a big shift in terms of the risk you have on your books, or whether there's more to that, something like a regulatory change or anything like that. Just trying to understand whether decline in risk-weighted assets is coming from, because that's helping your capital ratios quite a bit. That would be my first question.
Thank you for your question. Just want to understand, what do you mean? Just want to see this slide, first of all. Here there is a... And could you please repeat?
Sure.
What you mean? Yeah,
so on slide 9, you see that risk-weighted assets, the trading book, the banking book, sorry, declined from 749 to 685, so that's roughly a 10% decline. But if you look on your balance sheet, your loan book is flat. So I'm just trying to understand whether there was just a change in mix of loans, or whether there's more to that and there's a regulatory change that could have changed the risk factors and therefore impact the overall amount of risk-weighted assets. And the reason I'm asking this question is because obviously your capital ratios look a lot better this quarter, but that was mainly driven by the decline in risk-weighted assets. So that's why I'm asking.
Okay, so I will pass this question to Eric, so he will answer.
Yes, so in fact there were no regulatory change, not at all. It's more or less in the structure of the securities portfolio that we have in the asset. So the share of OFZ, which are the state paper, and triple B counterparts has increased. So due to that, it is the most, let's say, the bulk of the effect. At the same time, the total amount of security is decreased. So I mean, you have this double effect, which brings the decrease that you can see on slide 9.
Okay, but I thought that would be on the trading book, not on the banking book. But maybe that's on the banking book for I don't know. Is that stuff you just mentioned, is that on the banking book or trading book?
You know, just maybe we there was a decrease of some kind of maybe repo operations or something like this, because we don't see these changes.
Okay,
maybe, you know, maybe you just can look more deep in our books and we can answer you just maybe by email if you have your email. If not, can
yeah.
you send your question to our IR email. It's on the website.
Sure. No problem.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from Yulia Dimambro from Barclays. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, thanks very much for the presentation. I just have one question, please. What are your thoughts on pre-funding some of your 2018 maturities? So you have a senior Eurobond maturing in 2018, and you also have a Tier 2 security. Your liquidity position is clearly very strong, so you don't necessarily need to pre-fund them to redeem them unless you expect loan growth to pick up quite a lot. So if you could share your thoughts on sort of your Eurobond issuance plans for this year, maybe next year as well, that would be great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your question. As we answered last call, the answer is the same. So at this very moment, we don't have any plans to go in Eurobond market. And in terms of also kind of buyback of the current instruments, we also don't think about this. So maybe in the next year, we'll think about this. I mean, about issuance of new instruments. But currently, you know, with all the pressure of CBR to USD and so like foreign currency funding, I mean, in terms of mandatory reserves, etc., etc., the prices, what we see now in the market, at what level we see the currently trading our current instruments, we don't see that we need to go to the market because it's quite expensive.
Thank you. Just a follow-up question, please, on the FX reserves and the CBR potentially trying to drain some of the excess liquidity out of the system. What have they done so far, and what sort of changes are you seeing in the banking system in general?
You mean because of these steps from CBR? Or what do you mean?
Yes, the CBR.
Yeah. So what they did, they decided just to decrease the influence of foreign currencies in Russian banking system, on Russian banking system. That's why they did this step. So what we see now that the prices of USD financing just decreased. All the banks decided to decrease rates for deposits. I mean, of course, retail deposits and the corporate deposits. And also, this is number one. Number two, that what we see now that, for example, my view that the banks just should do this, should decrease cost of funds in USD, because on the other hand, we don't see a huge, big number of customers to whom we can give this USD funding, USD loans. So that's why we think that it was kind of good step from CBR what they did, and it's good that they said about this before, so in advance. It wasn't just like from tomorrow. So they said about this in the very beginning of this year that they will make something against USD and first of all USD and of course Euro influence on Russian banking system.
Great, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As we have no further question, I would like to turn the call over our host for any additional or closing remarks.
Dear all, we would like to thank you for your attention and participation. If you will have any questions on Credit Moscow business and financial performance, let me just remind you that our investor relations team will be happy to assist you. All our contacts are presented at our homepage. So thank you for your attention once again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.